tiền mẹ kia. I want first to welcome all representatives of the four metropolitan police departments. We have delegates from Durban Metropolitan Police Department, Cape Town, Tswane, Ekurhuleni, as well as Swartland Municipal Police Service. But we also have representatives from Gauteng Community Safety. I also am recognizing Commissioner Lamour from the Department of Police, as well as Commissioner from the Department of Police there too. I also am recognizing the representatives of the Secretariat and, of course, any other person I may have not recognized. I think this is one of the most important meetings where, as a portfolio committee, we will be sharing information with the Metro Police representatives. It has always been our wish that we have an opportunity such as this one, where we get to know exactly as to what the work of the Metro Police is all about. I'm informed that the representatives of the Department of Community Safety in Gauteng will want to give us an overview on the work that they are doing. Then we're going to take presentations from the Metro Police representatives. The experience I have is that if we take few presentations, then we ask questions, others might not have an opportunity to present their documents. We will therefore allow all of you to present your work, and the members will then prepare questions that they will ask after presentations. Each municipality or department or delegation will be given at least not more than 25, but not less than 20 minutes. It can be less, of course, to make a presentation. But you cannot go beyond 25. In fact, 20 minutes, that's what I mean. You'll give you 20 minutes, but you can't go beyond 25 minutes if you've taken long time. If you cannot finish within that time, we'll have to stop you because we'll have to take other presentations. What therefore I'm saying is that we request presenters to please not take long, you know, explaining things. You will explain them when we ask questions, because indeed we are going to ask questions. Because we're meeting for the first time, it is also important for you to know who is here, particularly as members of the portfolio committee. And in a very special way, let me indeed welcome the members of parliament who are members of this portfolio committee to this very important meeting. And I think we are going to engage presentations, or going to have a very healthy interaction, which ultimately will make us understand exactly as to what the role of the metropolis is. Because I think seated here and right now, some of us do not have a clear understanding of your role. Without further ado, let me allow the members of the Portfolio Committee to introduce themselves. And after that, I want to believe that We're going to have a presentation from the community safety, an overview of what is happening in Gauteng with regards to the Metropolis. And then we're going to take a presentation first from Tshwane Metropolis Department, followed by Ekurhuleni, Durban Metropolis Department, Cape Town. Lastly, it will be Swartland Municipal Police Service. I do believe that I've mentioned all of us. So let's allow the members to introduce themselves. Then we'll also allow our guests to introduce themselves after the members have introduced themselves. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson Annelies van Wyk, member of this committee for the ANC Western Cape.
Good morning. My name is Lakhetho, a member of the committee from the Northwest Province.
Good morning. My name is Greg Schneeman, member of this Portfolio Committee on Police for the ANC, and I'm from the province of Gauteng.
Good morning. I'm Angie Mulebati, member of this committee and a member of the African National Congress from Gauteng, from Tshwane to be precise.
Good morning. My name is Grace Dube, member of the Portfolio Committee, member of the African National Congress from Gauteng, Tshwane in particular.
I'm Kenneth Michel from Ekurhuleni, member of this committee and of the ACDP.
I'm Debbie Schaefer, a member of this committee, member of the DEA from the Western Cape and Cape Town in particular.
Hello, I'm Diane Kohler-Barnard from Durban in KwaZulu-Natal, member of this committee from the Democratic Alliance.
Thank you very much. Let's allow our guests to introduce themselves as well so that we know as to who is here.
Good morning. My name is Solomon. Maila is my last name. I am a director responsible for police performance monitoring and evaluation. I am attached to the Gauteng Department of Community Safety. Thanks.
Morning. My name is Mongezi Chongweni. I'm the head of Department of Community Safety, Gauteng Province.
Good morning. My name is Pinky Matabate. I'm an acting strategic executive director for Tshwane Metropolis, also doing the functions of the chief of police. Thank you.
Morning, I'm Eugene Zama from Devon, the chief of Devon Metropolitan Police. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Philip Humphries. I'm the director of protection services at the Swartland Municipality. Yeah, in the Western Cape. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Rudy Leproy. I'm a councillor in the Swartland Municipality Executive Mayor Committee.
Good morning. Mark Green, Chief Swartland Municipal Police Services.
I'm Brigadier Jelena Root from the South African Police Service, Visible Policing.
Lieutenant General Lamour, Head of Visible Policing, SAPS.
Lieutenant General Gary Cruiser, SAPS.
Deputy Chief Yolanda Faro from Cape Town Metropolitan Police Department.
Morning, Rob Young, Chief Cape Town Metropolitan Police.
Morning, Superintendent Phillips, Metro Police, Cape Town.
JP Smith, Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security, City of Cape Town.
Okay. Thank you very much. We now as to who is here. Oh.
Chairperson, do we have the chief from Ekurhuleni and Gauteng? in Johannesburg. I don't recall hearing about this.
So they are late. Simple and straightforward, not delayed, late. The day started at 12 midnight, and it's 9:30, we're supposed to start with our meeting, so it's, there's no delay, they're late. Thank you very much. We will therefore allow the Department of Safety to give us an overview. They said it will be 5 minutes. We can give you 7 minutes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, honorable members. Chairperson, I would like to apologize on behalf of the chiefs, Ekuruleni and Johannesburg Chief, Chief Hlula and Chief Ngobo. As I speak, they are just at the door. Chairperson, once more, my name is Mongezi Chongweni from Department of Community Safety, Gauteng Province. We are just going to give an overview of what the department does and how it relates to the Metro Police, South African Police Services, and other law enforcement agencies in the form of municipal police. Chairperson, from Gauteng, I'm with Mr. Maila, who's just introduced himself. We are together with Mr. Chris Ngobo, who's the Chief of Police, Johannesburg Municipality, Mr. Hlula Msimang from Ekuruleni, and Ms. Pinky Matabate from Tshwane. We have decided to make one presentation, but each chief is going to make a presentation with respect to his or her police department. These are the slides that I'm going to make presentation on. The first one will just deal with the provincial profile, the provincial strength will follow, and the next slide will be the constitutional mandate, legislative mandate, the annual crime prevention plans for municipal police services, the ARS, the aggravated robbery strategy that we have adopted, areas of cooperation, and last, the GISCC, that is the Gauteng Intergovernmental Safety Coordinating Committee slide. There will be a slide on civilian oversight, and I'll also deal with briefly how we cooperate, that is, law enforcement agencies in Gauteng. Our provincial profile, Chairperson, were the most densely populated province in South Africa with 9.6 million people. We represent 20.2% of the total population of South Africa. We have 31,816 SON police officers and 6,633 civilian employees from SAPS. This is this information is at April 2010. Our police population ratio is at 1:3.15, meaning for every police officer, that officer is responsible for 315 citizens. This is the provincial strength with respect to officers on the ground. EMPD has 2,134, JMPD 4,365 officers, Tshwane with 2,120, South African Police Services with 31,816, and Gauteng Traffic Police that fall under the control of the Gauteng Department of Community Safety has 843 police officers. In total, in Gauteng, we have 41,278 officers. Chairperson, this is our constitutional mandate derived from Section 206
subsection 3 of the Constitution. It talks about monitoring the police conduct, overseeing the effectiveness and efficiency of law enforcement agencies, SAPS, and Metro Police services, promotion of good relations between police and the communities, assessment of effectiveness of police and visibility, liaison with the Minister of Police nationally with respect to policing needs in Gauteng. The legislative mandate is derived from Section 64A of the SAPS Act as amended. The MEC is responsible for this mandate. And those are the powers of the MEC, that is appointing an administrator for the EMPD if MPDs fail to comply with conditions or maintenance of national standards. I must say this mandate is carried out in consultation with the National Minister of Police. Chairperson, we've got what we call aggravated robbery strategy that we have we started in June 2008 in conjunction with the South African Police Services. This strategy guides a range of different role players towards a common objective in the reduction of violent robberies and the support that is required from various law enforcement agencies. The strategy also recognizes the need for greater levels of support and cooperation between all law enforcement agencies, including traffic police and municipal police in the province. We have established what we call provincial crime combating forums, where we coordinate and promote cooperation between all law enforcement agencies in Gauteng. It is through this that we implement the aggravated robbery strategy, and the Joint Steering Committee is responsible for driving the process. The participation of all law enforcement agencies in this strategy is recognized, Chairperson. Areas of cooperation. All law enforcement agencies in Gauteng are enjoined to cooperate, among others, in tracing of wanted suspects. Strategic roadblocks, manning, stop and search operations, joint visibility operations in trio crime hotspots, and operational deployment to neutralize crime high flyers, especially in respect of trio crimes. This exercise is intelligence-driven, Chairperson. Public-related threats like taxi violence, the recent one, the BRT violence, related violence. There was a joint cooperation, and currently there's still a joint cooperation with respect to law enforcement in this regard. Also joint operations with respect to targeting illegal alcohol outlets. It's a multi-agency approach, including your liquor board in Gauteng, your social services department. We also have a Gauteng Intergovernmental Safety Coordinating Committee, GISCC, which is shared by the MEC, and it comprises of MMCs for public safety. This committee seeks to integrate and coordinate activities of policing in province and at local government level. The GISCC focuses on, among other things, the role of local government in crime prevention, and it also involves ward committees in the fight against crime, including rural safety plans with respect to the fight against crime. On civilian oversight, the chief session of the province looks into civilian oversight issues with all law enforcement agencies, monitoring police station performance in relation to trio crimes, as well as crimes against women and children. There were resolutions that were taken in the chief session that seeks to implement areas of concern on trio crimes and crimes against women and children. There are also cluster interactions that are monitored through this session, the chief session. And I must say, Chairperson, that the 22 clusters that we have in the province, Metro Police services or departments are part of these clusters. Chairperson, I've tried to just go through the slides without explaining, and I trust that I will adequately respond to questions once that time arrives. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. We will indeed be asking questions on this presentation, but let me also acknowledge and welcome the honorable councillors from Johannesburg Metro who have joined us in this meeting. They requested to be part of this meeting, and indeed we welcome their visit here. I will allow them to introduce themselves so that we know who they are. Yes, let them introduce themselves.
Thanks, Chair, and also just to say we are sorry to be late because we got lost. My name is Bongani Zondi from the city of Joburg. I'm the Chairperson of Public Safety Portfolio Committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Duna Christina Madise, Ward Councillor from Johannesburg. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Julia Hololo from Joburg.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Lisi Mudiba from COJ.
Councillor Temba Tajayo from City of Johannesburg.
Dennis Jain, Ward Councillor 56, Johannesburg.
Chair, my name is Andrew Stewart, Mayor Councillor.
Good morning, Mervyn Sirota, Councillor Johannesburg.
Can I say also, ma'am, that we have officials from the Department of Public Safety. We have Director Temba, responsible for operations, and Superintendent Max Kanyele. We also have our Chief of EMS, Dr. Gule, because it's part of Public Safety, EMS. And then also have our researcher, KB, and Livash. No, Chris is here on his behalf. He'll represent himself.
Now, thank you very, very much for that. It would have been our wish that councillors sit around this table, and probably if there is staff members seated here, would request that they sit at the back so that councillors come and sit in front here, which will make sense if there's such. But if there is no space anymore, then it's fine. Let me take our first presentation. I'm not sure whether we now have Tshwane Metropolitan here. Yes, please take us through. You have, please don't imitate him. He wasn't that good. He took long. You have 20 minutes and not more than 25 minutes. And I have my watch here.
Thank you, Chairperson, for always takes instructions. First of all, I'll go to the Anpinki Matavate, acting strategic executive for Swan Metropolis. I'm going to take you through the presentation about the status of Swan Metropolis, which is called Community Safety. Community Safety Department that involves fire brigades, disaster management, and Metropolis. The vision for the department is an unsurpassed African community safety service, ensuring the community of Tswane to develop and prosper in safe and secure environments. Our mission statement is to provide an effective and efficient community safety services of excellence in the execution of all mandates of functions. The Tswane Metropolis, here I'm going to talk about Tswane Metropolis, not at the, as a community safety department. The three functions of Metropolis, as outlined in the Act, is crime prevention, bylaws, and road trafficking. Road policing, road policing, which includes traffic, bylaws, and crime prevention. The next slide is the structure of the Community Safety Department. The Community Safety Department of Tswane is headed by Strategic Executive Director, which is a vacant position, and there are four departments that falls under that, which is a proactive policing division that deals with the regional policing. And the next one is the Strategic Policing Intervention Division that is dealing with bylaws, crime prevention, road policing and protection services, and is headed by Executive Director, which is myself. And the other one also is headed by Executive Director at the level of Deputy Chief. And the other wing is a fire brigade, which is headed by Chief Fire Officer. And the other division is support services, which is headed by Executive Director. And we are having licensing services headed by a director, standard evaluation and monitoring unit, which is also headed by director that deals with the conduct of our police officers. And the last one is a disaster management, which is headed by the head of disaster management. I think that's like we can pass it on that I've already explained. The personnel and strength of the vehicles of the Tswane Metropolis. We are having, all in all, we are having 2,120 operational officers. We are having 11 dogs and equestrian. We are having 20 horses. And then when coming to the strength of our fleet, we are having 492. That involves our motorcycles, all the buses and the cars and the combis. Our fleet is 492. And our strength for, firearms, we are having 2,285 firearms, which involves all the types of firearms that we are having in our armory. Our budget for 2010-11 financial year, we are having operating budget is 886 million, and a capital budget for the department, which involves also fire brigade and disaster management, is 38 million capital budget. The basic training of Metropolis, we train new recruits as a Metropolis officers, traffic officers, traffic wardens, law enforcement officers. We also train officers on policing equipment, and we train Metropolis on ARCHO, firearm training, tactical street survival and crowd management, physical fitness. The in-service training that we are having as Metropolis also is crime prevention training, specialized training, amended legislation training, bylaws, advanced driver training, special units, which is VIP, community awareness training, career development training, compliance training, and most of the training we are assisted by SAPS. Area of interactions with SAPS as Tswane Metropolis, most of our interactions, we interact in the joint operations, the crime-related, crime prevention-related operations and the roadblocks. And we are also interacting on different levels of forums, like the HOD have already mentioned that we are interacting with subs at station crime combating forums, provincial crime combating forums, the cluster meetings, the board joint steering committees, and the net joint steering committees. The preparedness of community safety department, as we know that the security of this event lies with the South African Police Force. We as Metropolis will be playing a force multiplier, but we are having our safety and security plan that is also has been endorsed by South African Police Service. All in all, our focus will be mainly, as said to, in our meetings, Metropolis will be concentrating on traffic management and bylaws and road safety during this event. The Community Safety Department is also represented in all operational command structures, starting from the net jogs, prop joints, and the city jogs, to ensure the, that safety and security support to SARS, traffic management, bylaws control, crime prevention, fire safety, fire brigade operations, and disaster management. I would like to inform this committee that from Metropolis side, we have the community safety department side. We have deployed, will be deploying 400 Metropolis officers per match, and 106 firefighters per match, and 22 disaster management. I would like to thank you.
Thank you very, very much. That was well done. Let's take another presentation. Deben Metro, are you ready?
Madam Chair.
You will be Cape Town Metro, you will follow, please, the president.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Eugene Zama, as I've already said. I'm just going to give you a short presentation about Durban Metropolitan Police. If you look at our vision here, it's to make the Durban the safest city, most particularly around this time of 2010. Our mission is to be a modern, effective, and efficient, responsive police service. Our key law enforcement focus areas, as per the Act, we concentrate firstly on the traffic policy, whereby we are looking at the reduction of accidents, general traffic enforcement, and free flow of traffic. That is followed by the bylaw and general policy, whereby mainly we are dealing with street trading, vagrancy, the shebeens and illegal liquor outlets, and so on. That is followed by the proactive visibility policy, whereby we work hand-in-hand with SAPS to implement a high-visibility crime preventative patrol system for high-profile areas, design and implement a high-density policing section for saturating areas experiencing high level of crime in support of SAPS. Then we look at the key law enforcement focus areas. The reactive policing, establish police reactive unit for regional commands in support of SAPS for response to complaints and reaction to crime. We'll quickly look at the overview of our organogram. My organization is divided into three parts. I'm the head, then I've got two deputy heads, then one senior manager. The first deputy head is looking at operation. The second one is looking at the logistics. The senior manager is looking at the administration, which includes licensing and chest centers. In my organogram, I've got the city has been divided into five regions, whereby I've got five regional directors. Those directors, they've got their subordinates, which consist about 15 divisional commanders. Then they've got 30 area commanders. and the supervisors, 120, 2,800 constables, and 800 part-time reserve for, traffic wardens. The additional resources, we've got 19 reporting stations, 583 motor vehicles, 1,932 weapons. We've got bulletproof vests, portable radios, and ancillary equipment, which includes torches, cuffs, and baton, etc. The budget allocated, if we look at our salaries and allowances, we've got 419 million rand. General expenses, 108 million rand. Repairs and maintenance, we've got 6.4 million rand. The capital budget, we've got 15 million rand, which is catering for weapons, bulletproof vehicles, computer, and other sundry equipment. Relationship with SAP, all operational planning is done through the integrated process with SAPS, and we are proud to say we possibly have the best working relation with SAPS in our province and the country. The training, all Metropolis training is coordinated through a national training subcommittee chaired by Metropolis and involves SAPS and other forum role players. We've got our own training academy. At the present moment, we've got the present outlining staff in our academy. One senior superintendent, two superintendent, eight sergeant, and 30 facilitators, that is instructors. In terms of our training, we've trained a total of 314 last year. We've managed to appoint 228 of those that were trained last year. And we've got other additional 52 part-time traffic warden also trained. And we've got some few people that were failed last year. That is just the highlight of how far the training is working. And it has been doing like that for a number of years. Even this year, we've got about 300 people already on course. In as far as FIFA World Cup preparation, total tactical deployment plan, we have the following plans in the process of being completed. These are the plans that have already been done, and some of the other plans are in the process of being finalized. We've got plans of Moses Mabhida Precinct Stadium. We've got plans of operating center on the match days. We've got integrated crime prevention plan for Moses Mabhida Stadium and the precinct. We've got the beachfront and fan park deployment plan. Mlazi viewing area, I can count them. Right, on the last slide, we've got, in addition, policing has to have support and following committee have been set up and are functional. Logistical, workshop, equipment, uniform, and the pound. Then we've got training for basic, advanced, and firearm training, also includes some protocol training. Then we've got armory, which is used for issuing supplementary equipment and issuing the weapon and supplementary equipment, and also the maintenance. Then we've got administration for correspondence, support, and the finance section. I think I've come to an end of this presentation. If there are any questions, I welcome.
Thank you very well. I think you're doing very well on time. We now are going to take a Cape Town Metro presentation.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning once again. My name is Rob Young. I'm the Chief of the Cape Town Metropolitan Police Department. If we can move on to the next. Thank you. The scope of this presentation is in line with the invitation that was sent out to the Chiefs of Metro Police. Firstly, the mission and vision and mission.
key enforcement focus areas, organigram, resources, budget allocation, our relationship with SAPS, training, and of course our preparedness for FIFA Soccer World Cup. The vision of the Cape Town Metropolitan Police Department is that Cape Town is the safest metropolitan city in Africa, conducive to economic growth, rule of law, and democratic governance. Our mission, in line with the vision, the Cape Town Metropolitan Police Department is dedicated to render an equitable, accessible, and sustainable policing service to the community in partnership with SAPS and other stakeholders. We do this by applying the principles of good governance, investment in excellence, and the fair, just enforcement of the rule of law. The key enforcement focus areas: safety at events, in other words, FIFA Soccer World Cup, and soft border operations with other municipalities. Geographically focused, integrated and coordinated operations to drive targets of the annual police plan, that is the drug and substance abuse. Information, intelligence-driven operations in crime hotspot areas to support SAPS and drug cartelling and commercial crimes. Sporadic interventions according to crime threat and pattern analysis, such as gang violence and public transport, by adopting a proactive visible policing approach. Our key enforcement focus areas: roadblocks and vehicle checkpoints. Criminal data checks, in other words, with a morpho touch during these operations. Specialized units established to combat abrasively and incidents of illicit narcotic dealing and drug abuse ravaging communities and youth in the Cape Flats, especially crystal meth. Our focus at this stage in terms of crime threats is driven against narcotic drugs and drug trafficking offenses. Currently, the city of Cape Town, we have 296 closed-circuit television cameras, with a further 35 additional CCTV cameras rolled out now for the Soccer World Cup. We have a freeway management system on the N1, N2, R300, as well as the N7, which will add a further 111 CCTV cameras to the Metro Police's existing surveillance network, pushing the total CCTV network to 442 cameras throughout the city of Cape Town. Surveillance on the current CCTV network is done by a contracted security company, which is supervised by the staff of Metro Police, 24/7/365. The total complement of 180 staff divided into three shifts. Presently, Chair, the city of Cape Town is the largest surveillance footprint in Africa. We cover both residential areas, informal settlements, as well as the CBD areas. Although certain international cities might have more cameras than we do, we are proactive. And when I say proactive, it means that we monitor the cameras 24/7/365, and we react immediately to any incidences. It's not merely a gathering tool for evidence. The CCTV also has backup for power outages, disasters, etc. In terms of the efficient use of our staff, we have implemented an integrated, spatially enabled response management system, referred to as ISEMS. The ISEMS technology project enables Metro Police to better utilize their combined resources and coordinate their activities. It is a multi-layered dynamic approach to crime and disorder reduction, personnel and resource management, and will contribute significantly to efficient service delivery. Basically, what it does, Chair, is it allows us at any given time to determine the amount of resources we have, if they're active, not active, and where they are geographically. As a management tool, as a information tool, it allows us to see the amount of time we spend reactive to complaints, on complaints, and the type of complaints that we attend to. One of the strengths of the system is real-time information on resource availability and deployment, a 22 million rand investment. Operational highlights: visible policing exceeded the targeted figure of 17,200 hours patrolled to, at this stage, 26,623 hours were spent patrolling Cape Town. We had 646 joint operations undertaken with SAPS and other stakeholders. Our target, 1,692 drunk driving arrests to date on the slide, is up to date presently is 1,419. We have, as I've alluded to already, 296 cameras. Drug-related arrests has now increased, even past the slide, to 776 to date. This is only Metropolitan Police stats. We patrol 145 schools vulnerable to gangsterism, drug abuse and violence targeted in preventing program with other government departments and NGOs, such as Safer Schools. And we have an implementation of a neighborhood safety project in coalition with the University of Cape Town and the Amsterdam Police, which resulted in car guards being drawn into the crime prevention strategies. And then the Nyanga Crossroad facilitate the problem of learners being robbed to and from home. It allows us to do a certain amount of victimology. To date, Chair, just as a matter of interest, the Metropolitan Police Department of Cape Town has made 2,964 arrests for different offences. Our organigram is just upper structure, Chief of Police, Deputy Chief Central Operations, Director CCTV Radio Communications, Deputy Chief Civilian and Internal Affairs, Manager Finance and Manager Support. Central Operations is further then broken out into the areas. Our areas are broken up into four, west, north, south, and east. At this stage, we have operationally, not within this department, but operational level, 552 members. But in total, with traffic and law enforcement, we have plus minus 2,100 members policing the city of Cape Town. We have a further special operations, which consists of a further 89 members. That is our TRU, our Tactical Response Unit, as well as camera response service animals, which at this stage consists of 8 mounted officers, 17 dogs, 11 of which are narcotic, 4 explosive and 2 patrol. Our fleet consists of, at this stage, 409 vehicles, and this is Metro Police only. Budget allocation, Chair, at this stage, Metro Police has a budget. This is this financial year. We have a budget allocation of $305.5 million. The total budget allocation for the Directorate of Safety and Security is $1.5 billion, $900 million of which is for Metro Police traffic and law enforcement. Our relationship with the South African Police Service at a macro level, if you want. We have the National Chief Forum, as well as the National Forum, which sits then at national level with the South African Police, the provincial joints with the Provincial Commissioner, and priority committees that are established in terms of events and strikes or action that takes place. Example would be now the transport strike. Station level, the SECF, Crime Combating Forums, where we do joint planning occurs at station level. We're mutually supportive of SAP's strategic plan in the province by rendering traffic services as well. We have an excellent relationship observed at all levels, especially with the imminent FIFA Soccer World Cup. Training, the Cape Town Metropolitan Police Service has its own training academy, which at this stage is registered, fully accredited as a service provider with LG CETA. For the FET certificate in road traffic law enforcement qualification. Our training goes further in terms of our workplace skills plan, which comprises, of course, both our legislative training requirements as in terms of the Police Service Act and the regulations for municipal police, but also the requirements in terms of the Firearms Control Act. At this stage, we issue approximately 1,300 firearm permits, which equates to 2,600 shoots a year. FIFA Soccer World Cup. The city of Cape Town, I think our readiness was measured in terms of the final draw, which was a major success. We host 8 games, inclusive of 1 quarter and 1 semi-final. The bylaws that needed to be promulgated in terms of the agreement with FIFA have been done. The training is undertaken of all our members in line with those bylaws, rights protection, etc. We are in support of SAPS as the lead agency in the Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure responsible for operational coordination of the event. But further to this chair, we also have a secondary function which is important to us, which is our tourist plan in line with the functional and special events of FIFA. Our contingency for World Cup is 510 plus a contingency of 140. We have 235 members available daily on event days. At this stage, we have public viewing areas at the Bellville Velodrome, Swartclip Sports Complex, Oliver Tambo, as well as training venues at Athlone Civic. Athlone Civic will be a PVA, and then we have training venues for Lippi and Athlone Stadium, as well as our Fan Fest in the centre of Cape Town, as well as the Fan Walk to the stadium. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very, very much. I think you also have done well in terms of time. That was City of Cape Town. Swartland, are you ready?
Good morning, Madam Chair. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm to give you a brief background on the Swartland Municipal Police Services. And many of us, or many people here, don't know actually where Swartland is. As you can see there on the map, it's in the Western Cape, on the west coast. And as you heard previously, the five metro police services, we're the only municipal police services in the country. And that's an important aspect. Many people think or under the impression that the municipal police services in Swartland is a metro police. That's in fact not the case. We are municipal police services. Our towns, we service 11 towns in the Swartland, and there's also background the towns that we service. And that's a broader context in terms of the Swartland municipality. We're located 65 kilometers from Cape Town. Our headquarters is in Malmesbury. We have two divisions, one in Malmesbury and Maritzburg, and the other precinct is in Darling. As I said, we have 11 towns. We were established in 2002, and as I said, we are the only B municipality in South Africa with a municipal police service. We also incorporated all three functions, the traffic police, the law enforcement, and the crime prevention function is fully incorporated into the SMPS. Our area of jurisdiction is approximately 3,700 square kilometers, and we have a population of approximately 84,000. The vision, as stated there, to create a safe, crime-free environment and an effective traffic service for all the inhabitants within the Swartland municipal area through a dedicated and well-trained municipal police services. I'm going to elaborate and stand briefly here. This is quite an important slide. Our core law enforcement focus areas within the Swartland is crime prevention, stroke by law enforcement, and this is the primary problems that we experience within the Swartland. First of all, due to the main arterials such as the N7 and the R27 on the west coast is used as a drug trafficking route. We also have problems in the illegal selling of narcotics and drugs, and especially due to the vastness of the area, we have problems in terms of land invasions. As the past has shown us, the past year too, we also, although we small, we experience a xenophobia attacks, and that's also problematic, as you have seen over the past couple of weeks with the school, and also the school problem actually went over to xenophobia problems. Our traffic enforcement problems, We have a huge problem due to the high traffic volumes on the R27 and the N7 in terms of road traffic fatalities. Also, the R27 and the N7 is used by public transport and cargo transport, which use the N7 through Malmesbury, through our area as a thoroughfare, even up to Namibia. Can just go back again, please, sir? Thanks. Also part of our traffic problem, we have a culture in South Africa where we have motorists who fail to adhere not only to traffic rules and regulations, but there is also a culture where they disregard the traffic fines. And part of our aim is to increase the traffic law compliance within our area. Also, we had, over the past couple of months, we had tax-related problems, and we need to put systems in place to address these problems. So that is primarily the challenging factors in terms of bylaw and crime prevention and also the traffic. Our mission statement, the Swartland Municipal Police Service is dedicated to providing an efficient and integrated public friendly service to all the communities in the Swartland within a changing environment in the promotion of road safety, community policing, crime prevention and bylaw enforcement through effective management control, law enforcement and education. There's some of the core values: professionalism, integrity, goal-orientated, legitimacy and freedom from corruption, visibility, result-driven service and rendering, and it needs to be self-sustaining. There's an overview of the organogram of the SMPS, that's the operational side, the municipal police side. You have the organogram also in terms of our licensing and registration section. As I alluded earlier, the traffic services and the municipal police services is fully integrated in the SMPS. Once again, we are not the metro, so the resources will differ vastly in comparison with the resources of the metro police services. However, in terms of besides the resources, the legislative responsibilities is exactly and obligation is exactly of those of the metro police services. The same legislation that the metro police services apply and needs to adhere to, the municipal police services has to adhere to as well. Our resources there, as you can see, we have a management team, the chief, one deputy chief operations. We also have a head licensing and registration, two area heads, and that's our operational members, 35 constables and 8 SIFT inspectors. Our total operational staff is 47. Our vehicles is 20. And also there's a brief breakdown of the licensing and registration section that we provide a service to the community. There's a budget this current financial year, 2009-2010. Expenses, employee-related costs. The figures is self-explanatory there. I'm not going to elaborate on that. The total is 10 million approximately. And our income is basically from traffic fines, and that is 3 million rand. And then other revenue to operate the service on is obtained through revenue in terms of taxes and income from ratepayers. I just want to elaborate on that previous one quickly. The SMPS safety and security is currently in key area in terms of the IDP of the municipality, and it's also a priority in terms of the IDP. Training, basic training for municipal police officers is 6 months. We send them to the Jinlo Traffic College, Provincial Traffic College. And all training needs to be in terms of the national training standards of the SAPS. Obviously, some of the national training standards is crowd control management and also the firearm training. In-service training we outsource to the Geneva Traffic College, and also training is primarily provided by the SAPS and also the Geneva Traffic College in Brackenfell. As I said, we're not a metro and we don't have our own training facilities or training college as the other metros have. Relationships with the SAPS, in terms of the Act, there's a legislative responsibility to interact with the SAPS. This is being done by weekly interaction through the various CCFs, combating forums, sector police forums, and also the community police forums. In addition, we also have a civilian oversight, which oversees the municipal police services. And the civilian oversight is also prescribed in terms of legislation of the SAPS Act. Relationship with SAPS is we plan integrated operations with them, and this is mainly to combat the drug and alcohol problems and crimes in the area. We also have autonomous operations where we also tackle these crimes independently, or the crime-related problems independently, but mainly we focus on integrated operations with the SAPS. In terms of the relationship with SAPS in the area, we have developed a good communication and relationships with the SAPS, the various SAPS stations and the station commanders within the areas, and we experience a good working relationship. In terms of FIFA 2010, we are not directly affected in terms of matches or stadiums. We have no fan parks for the duration of the FIFA World Cup. However, we are expecting an influx of tourists into our area. The Swartland region has become a very good, popular tourist destination, and the World Cup won't be any exception. We also we're expecting an increase of traffic volumes due to the centralness of the Swartland. People will prefer to come stay that side for the duration of the World Cup and move into Cape Town. Obviously, our region with the various SAPs and also the provincial traffic, we have a contingency plan in place for the West Coast region when it comes to the FIFA 2010. And that's the presentation, ma'am.
Thank you very, very much. Johannesburg, City of Johannesburg.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Chris Nova, the Chief of Police in Johannesburg. On a lighter note, whilst they're still setting up, Madam Chair, Chief Young always comes to Johannesburg and make all sorts of jokes about our hawkers. Today I was looking this morning, what is it that I can say to Cape Town? I found a freeway to nowhere. So there's a freeway that ends in the middle of nowhere.
Chair, I must rebut, that freeway goes to Joburg.
Madam Chair, if I may start with my hard copy. We've got our vision and mission, which I won't spend a lot of time on. And then we've responded really to 8 items that you requested us to do. Our vision, our key law enforcement areas, up to what is it that we are doing with the FIFA Soccer World Cup. Just to start that, like other metros, we are responsible for the key functions. Sometimes these functions are prioritized differently depending on the mood and the time. Currently, we've prioritized crime prevention, which we do jointly with the South African Police Services. Road traffic policing, which is our area of specialization. By law enforcement, which is also another area of specialization that we do in Johannesburg. Now, in terms of crime prevention,
and the road policing, how we work. We really work on the outcomes. To say that on crime, for example, how we work with the South African police to reduce crime in Johannesburg. We really focus on drugs. Drugs is a major issue in our area. Illegal firearms, shebeens or alcohol-related crime, organized crime, business and house robberies and hijacking. These crimes, we act in support of the South African police services. We have our own Metro police officers that are physically deployed in the police stations or at 10111 that are responding. If you call 10111, you'll not be surprised to find a Metro police car landing on the scene because our people are full-time based there. In terms of enforcement, we're capable of having 22 roadblocks, 44 roadblocks and 84 roadblocks at the same time anywhere in the city of Johannesburg just by issuing an order that we needed these particular roadblocks. That's what we did last week with the South African police when we were manning the roadblocks, directed really at the taxi industry to try and reduce the attacks on the rear bypasses. We have lots of joint operations with the South African police and the police. We also run what is called awareness campaigns, where we make people aware of the crime-related areas, particularly where you can be marked or where you can have a problem. Our key areas where we measure ourselves is the arrest, the vehicles that we've stopped, the impact that we are making, and the issues related to response times. Under the leadership of the provincial commissioner, we're really working on response times to say if a person complains, how long does it take for the police to come? That's part of the problem in Johannesburg, that you get people saying, I phoned, but no one came. So we're working with the South African Police Services to respond to those issues. In terms of our organogram, we have the chief of police and six directors. We are also responsible for licensing functions in Johannesburg. So our metro is compared to other metros. We have the licensing unit. We also have specialized units, our what we call the 54 squad. This team specializes on accidents where large numbers of people die. They are trained to do accident reconstruction. We can remove the car from the scene and then we ask them how the accident happened. The guys will be able to reconstruct the accident. We have a high-speed unit. The high-speed unit operates in the early hours of the morning. That's where we catch people traveling beyond 161 kilometers per hour on the freeways. And we've arrested a number of people in this regard. We also have the K9 unit, the crime intervention unit, the CCTV reaction unit, a small VIP unit, and the team that deals with the bylaws. In terms of resources, the physical practicing police officers that are not in office, we've got 3,203. We've got law enforcement officers that are 262, civilian staff 900, and the total staff complement is 4,365. Our average age is 39, which means that we need to recruit 18, 19-year-olds when we look into the future. Vehicles, the marked ones, and we are proud of our markings in Johannesburg. They're very bright. It's 669. Unmarked vehicles, 15. Specialized vehicles, 38. We've got 30 bicycles and 21 motorcycles. Our view moving into the future is that we need more motorbikes and more bicycles for police officers so that we move more and more away from the cars. Horses, we've got 18. We've got 42 canines. And the total is 60. I'm very happy with our K9 unit, including our horses. We're ready for the World Cup. We've competed with the South African police, with the other metros, with our dogs. The standard is very high. Our budget is 1.2 billion rand. The capital budget for this 3.4 million is for the coming financial year. For now, it was only 800,000 because we concentrated really on equipment and supplying people the equipment, the current people that we have. We also have CCTV cameras. We have three companies that we've hired to assist us with the speed management. In the past, we used to have one company, but now we have three companies. We also have the alcohol testing center where we take people for drunk pastille to test them, much more easier than the blood that we used to take in the olden days. We also have an automatic number plate recognition system. This system can also recognize stolen cars. We used it in the last 2 days at the hostel where we just park a car outside when there's a number of taxis. Our car will direct us to which one is it's a stolen car, so that we go specifically for a specific car rather than in a generalized fashion. Electronic learning license testing. We also have testing stations for licensing. We have vehicle pounds. We have a police academy. Our academy is approved and in collaboration with the South African police, where they do the train the trainer, and then we train our own people. This is the functions that we do in terms of training. Our own view is that we need to up the standards generally of the police officers. The police officers come in with standard 10, and they're not keen to push for more. So we want to create a situation where we push for better qualifications. Sometimes not necessarily academic qualifications, but specialized qualifications, where a person can specialize in using weapons, a person can specialize in writing fines, because sometimes we have people that write fines that get cancelled by the magistrate. So the areas that are police-related, but areas where our own people can specialize. In terms of the relationship, we have a good relationship with all the law enforcement agencies. In Gauteng, as Chief Young said, we also involved at the national level with the South African police under the leadership of Commissioner Lamour. We have a number of meetings where we discuss common issues. We also attend regular meetings at the provincial level. As I indicated, we have our own Metro Police officers that are based in the various police stations in Johannesburg. And all of them get trained really in going outside traffic and understanding police-related work, because when we send them to the police station, the first job that they do is to get into the CSC and start taking statements, because if you want to be a good police officer, you need to take the rough statement with your own hand, so that when the detectives take the statement and then they call you to the office, they are able to do the corrections. In terms of FIFA, we have Ellis Park and the Soccer City to manage. We are supporting the South African police, which is primarily responsible for the function. I'm happy, Madam Chair, to say that we are ready. We have tested our systems. We've been having discussions with the communities that live, particularly around Ellis Park, because you've got lots of people that live in the area, and we're working well with the South African police to be ready. We'll be happy to take questions, but we are ready. We, at this stage, we're only doing dry runs, where we are testing, sending people. Because of high traffic volumes, we are lucky that the schools will be closed, but each and every point will be covered by Metro Police officers so that they ensure that there's a smooth running of traffic in the area. If you ask us what are our challenges, one of our challenges, Madam Chair, is the labor relations, where our members are allowed to strike. You know that we deal with very difficult unions. We've always said that we need to move to a situation where police officers in South Africa are not allowed to strike. It's a big issue. General discipline, big issue, generally in the country, not only with the police, where the erosion of the family structures, the disorganization also comes in policing, where we have to deal with people who don't understand what is the meaning of wearing of the uniform. The other challenge is the new ARTO Act, the Administrating Adjudication of Road Traffic Management Offences, where the community does not know that we've already started in Johannesburg in November last year. So we're spending a lot of time together with Councillor Zondi, the chairperson of our committee, to move into programs where we educate the councillors, we educate the community to say what does it mean to what's going to happen in future when people lose. The point system is much more serious than the old criminal system, and we need to take people so that people understand what is it that is coming. We also need to align our structures nationally so that the structures are aligned, the ranks are aligned, that there's good relationship amongst the, the police officers in the country. I've alluded to training, where we're really requesting members of parliament to pump a lot of money into police training. I've been to the Botswana College. I've been to the FBI College in US. Most of these governments, where they have huge police departments, they pump a lot of money into policing. We don't have some of the sophisticated equipment that we need. For example, in Johannesburg, we've got plenty of foreigners that are not in the fingerprint system. Whatever they do, we collaborate with the South African police, but it's very difficult to identify them. Other countries have a spot fine, where in Botswana, for example, you pay a spot fine. In South Africa, we've got a lot of foreign registered cars. We don't charge them their disc. If you enter Botswana or you enter Zimbabwe, they make you have their own disc and make you pay a spot fine. Something that we need to discuss with the RTMC so that we develop means and ways of saying the laws that came into the country are not necessarily appropriate to a new situation. We never anticipated that we'll have such large numbers of immigrants. So we need to work on those issues, train the people in identifying foreign registration in terms of the licenses that come from other countries. Overall, Chairperson, that's the presentation from the city of Johannesburg. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The last presentation will be made by Corlin. Yes.
Thank you very much. My name is Sulam Sima. I'm the chief of police of Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department. The Ekurhuleni Metro Police is guided by what we call shared core values. And these are the following: reverence to the law, integrity, dignity and respect, professionalism, leadership and teamwork. We try all we do to channel our members towards observance of these core values. In terms of our vision, Chair, we contribute to a safer, smart, creative and developmental city through innovative and effective policing. Our vision is aligned to the vision of our city. Now, in terms of what we do as a department, our core missions are those that are prescribed to us by the Act, which is basically traffic law enforcement, by law enforcement, and crime prevention. Our key focus areas on traffic law enforcement involve, amongst others, focus on moving violations, driver and vehicle fitness, pedestrian safety, public transportation, and we also do crime prevention as we enforce traffic laws. In terms of our bylaws, we, like all others who've spoken before us, we focus on such issues as street trading, environmental bylaws, electricity, liquor outlets. We also have our own internal city bylaws, and we also use our bylaws for crime prevention purposes. In terms of crime prevention, we basically take a lot of our cue there from the South African Police Services. We work in their support in most instances, and we have been working with them in the areas of the trio crimes, vehicle thefts, drugs, and just general effective response to emergencies. Just as our counterparts from Joburg have mentioned, we at times are able to respond to 10111 emergency calls. We also provide security services for our municipality. We are responsible for securing the personnel, the assets, and information in our municipality. In terms of our organogram, Madam Chair, we have the Chief of Police supported by four deputies. Basically, the first deputy responsible for operations, other deputies responsible for logistics, municipal courts, and training. We also have a deputy responsible for security and the management of laws in the city. And then we also have a Chief of Police who is responsible for social crime prevention and recently also responsible for the Odiba Regional Tambo International Airport. Under the deputy chiefs, there are several directors responsible for several other areas. In terms of our staff complement, we have 2,134 altogether, and just almost 300 of those are civilians who work in the areas of administration, but also the process tickets and they do court functions related to traffic law enforcement. We have 20 precincts spread out throughout our city. We also have specialized units and a fleet of 600. Our specialized units basically are the following: a freeway, we have a dog unit, we have a SWAT intervention unit. Our unit at the airport is also considered a specialized unit. We have VIP protection, we have horses, the equestrian unit, we have a public order policing unit, a speed section, and a social crime prevention unit. These units, Madam Chair, work in support of the precincts, and also in a lot of cases, we work closely with the South African Police. We conduct joint operations mostly through these units. Our budget is just over just below 500 million for the year. Of that, CAPEX is 47 million, and OPEX, if you take away the personnel and the related costs, is about 44 million. Personnel costs us the remainder, which is about 306 million rand. Relationships with the South African Police Service, we can safely say they are good and they're improving on a daily basis. We work with the SAPS at the local precinct level. We participate in jointly in the policing forum, community policing forums at local level, and we conduct joint operations at local level. And then we, at the provincial level, also as the head of department for community safety has stated in his presentation, we participate in a number of forums at that level, and also. Together with the SAPS, we participate in the provincial joint operation committees of various natures. At national level, we are also participants, an active participant in the National Forum of the Chiefs of Police, which attempts to coordinate all our activities nationally and tries to elevate our concerns nationally. We participate actively in that area then. In terms of training, we have our own academy. Our academy focuses basically on the three areas of our mandate, as mandated by the Act, which is basically crime prevention, bylaw enforcement, and traffic law enforcement. some of the courses we offer there, we offer specialized courses such as street survival, crowd management. We also do the general firearm-related and other crime-related, crime prevention-related courses. In terms of traffic law enforcement, again, we provide advanced driving, accident investigation. We also provide the we do training for the Metro Police diploma, which is required for any of our recruits to become Metro Police officers. And then in general, we also offer bylaw-related courses. We also take advantage of courses offered to us by the South African Police Services as and when they are available. In terms of preparations for the World Cup, as it is known, we are not a host city. However, we have a role to play, primarily in the following areas. The OR Tambo is a major gateway, and it is circulated in Ekurhuleni. We also have public viewing areas. There will be teams that will be placed in our area there'll be teams that will be practicing in our area, and also most of some of the major freeways that crisscross Gauteng abreast or are in Ekurhuleni. And to that extent, we were active participants in the planning at a provincial level, but also at local level. Our entire department will basically be utilized in some of these following activities: the escorting of some of the teams, the protection of our routes, especially the ones from the airport towards Joburg and Tshwane. Fan parks, we have a few fan parks which we will be responsible for. Some team bases will be in Ekurhuleni, and some practice venues, as already indicated, will be in our area, and we are responsible for the protection and security around those venues. But also we have a fair share of hotels in our area, and we will be providing crime prevention around those hotels to ensure that our visitors and guests are safe. We will be working in all of these together with the South African Police Services, the Gauteng Traffic Department, and other law enforcement agencies. So I think I would like to end there. I think in terms of some of the major challenges we face, I think the Chief of Johannesburg has eloquently expressed what we share, basically. We also have an additional problem that our budget is not where, at least not where we want it to be, and we're constrained significantly. But other than that, he spoke about the labor relations issues, spoke about the issues of R2, and also the challenge of aligning of some of the things we do with the SAPS remains. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I think that was the last presentation. And let me thank you all for being within time. And it makes our work very easy, this side. I am going to take the first round of questions from members. And we'll then see. Honorable Reverend Misha, Honorable Chafer, Honorable Lekgetho, Honorable Ms. Kola Barnett, Honorable Annelies, in that order.
Thanks very much, Chairperson, and thanks very much to the various Metro Police chiefs and other presenters who presented their presentations. One or two comments, if I may. One of the things that's very evident to me in these presentations is that there are significant resources. I do hear various metros saying they don't have sufficient funds or enough funds, but if you look at it, it's significant resources that have been allocated, both in terms of finance, in terms of vehicles, in terms of personnel, in terms of firearms and other equipment. But also in the various presentations, there seems to be varying areas of focus. For instance, Etiquini was very strong on the area of traffic enforcement. Other areas focus on maybe bylaws, etc. So my question really would be, and it probably would be directed to the South African Police Services, in a way, but also to the various metros, is whether there's a nationally agreed strategy. All of them say that they meet at a national level, but one wonders whether there's really a national strategy and a national program of action in terms of the various metros. That would be my first question, Chairperson. The issue of asset control, particularly around the issue of firearms. One would want to get an understanding as to whether what is the issue, what is the current status on their firearms? Are they losing firearms? Are they able to control these assets? Because there's quite a lot there. In terms of a question that when I was in the Transport Folio Committee, that was always before us, was the issue of the Metro Police as being an essential service. And one just wants to get an understanding. I understand they have become an essential service. That's what I'm told. And in one of the presentations, they were saying that they are very visible at night, early hours of the morning, etc. But when one uses the road, one gets a different perspective. You don't see many traffic vehicles on the roads at night, early hours of the morning. You just don't see that. And I'm wondering what role that they're playing there. My final question, Chairperson, would be on the area of cooperation between the various metros, and particularly I want to ask a question to Tshwane, Johannesburg, and Ekurhuleni metros. I mean, they're all next to each other. How do they cooperate with each other? What happens? I mean, if they're pursuing somebody and they have to cross over from Johannesburg to Ekurhuleni, what happens there? Are those mechanisms in place? And perhaps one has to ask the question. I mean, in a province like Gauteng, where you've got three metros next to each other, does it work very well? Isn't there a need, perhaps, for a relook at the configuration of these metros? There's the metro polices. Does it work having separate metro police departments in such close proximity? Thanks very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't think I would be wrong when I presume that most people on the ground do not know that the metro police are also involved in crime prevention. They are known to be issuing speed fines. They are popular for that. So I want to know practically what are they doing in crime prevention, because they are not known for doing that. Are they doing patrols at high speed, because normally that's how you see them drive, at high speed? Or how they do that? I'm keen to know how they do their crime prevention. And on training, I think it was the Johannesburg chief who spoke about the need for more training for the police. Are the others satisfied about the training that their officers are getting? And I was sort of surprised when I heard the Ekurhuleni chief say they utilize the courses offered by the SAPS when they are available. Does it mean that in their courses it's not mandatory to include particularly crime prevention courses from SAPS? Now, when he says when they are available, if they are not available, what courses that SAPS is offered to the metropolis? And the Cape Town chief said they have made about 629 drug-related arrests. Other metros have not said anything about the arrests they've made, only the Cape Metro. But for them, I want to know, of the 629 drug-related arrests they have made, how many convictions have resulted from those arrests? And lastly, for now, when you see a metro police car under a bridge for an hour or two, does it mean they are off duty or they are on duty? Because many times they spend hours under the bridges and under the trees. So I want to know whether they are on duty or they are off duty. And if they are on duty, how do they inform the public that they are there at their service? Because that's not the picture that's created when you see them parked under the trees or under the bridges. Lastly, stopping and searching and having roadblocks to check for licenses early in the morning when people are rushing to work, is that helpful? Is that helping to develop relations with members of the community, or is that aggravating and causing people's tempers to rise? Because I think it is unfair when people are late for work that they are stopped and they are only released after 20, 30 minutes, and then they are late for work, and people are expected to be productive. So that act, I think, undermines the productivity that's expected of our members. So where is the wisdom of stopping people and having roadblocks when they go to work? Why not during the day or when they come back from work? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also take the opportunity to thank the presenter. My first question would go to Chwane. You are seeing the post of the, I think if I heard you correctly, the strategic executive director acting. I just want to know how long and when are you filling up that post? I hope Mamelodi is in your area, but let me report to everybody here. I visited Mamelodi recently. You are talking about drugs. In B3, the youth use drugs like nobody. Drugs is very, very all over the place. I met with the local people there, the Zondis and Majokanas, to see how do we resolve this. But what they mentioned to me is that wanted to go to the police to report this matter with them. But they said, no, the police are colluding with these people in that area. So we said we will put up a community policing forum there. I want to know what you do on that matter. This question will go to Itakweni. You are talking about illegal liquor outlets. I'm reporting to this house. I am not sure, but that expertise that you are talking about, recently when I visited with my committee of higher education, we were told that at the University of Zululand, there is a shebeen there, inside the premises, and that shebeen is operating 24 hours. How do you help? Because I don't believe that there should be a tavern in a university precinct. How do you use your expertise or help close down that tavern? I've been listening attentively to all the presenters. You're talking about your staff complement, but none of you is talking about the vacant post. Are they all filled? I hope all of you, the presenters, will talk to this question. Lastly, Chairperson, I want to talk on Swartland. Swartland made a presentation, but I'm very impressed with the establishment of a sector policing forum, community policing forums. They were the only ones who talked on this community policing forum. And I'm impressed about that. I want to know, how do you combat all this drug abuse and whatever that is illegal without involving the communities? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I suppose this is addressed to all the heads. I don't know who would respond, but the Minister of Police stated in his budget speech last week that he was looking at absorbing Metro Police into the SAP. Now, to my eye, between the salary structures and the training, the entire mandate of Metro Police, with its focus on law implementation, stressing the needs of each metro, carving itself, as it were, to fulfill the needs of the area and using revenue from local taxpayers, it's so vastly different to the SAP's mandate as to render this impossible. Now, I'd like a response to the suggestion from the head of each division, that their divisions be swallowed by the SAPs and indeed fall under another entity from which they would take instructions rather than under the taxpayers who they directly serve. There was a suggestion or a statement, I think, from the City of Johannesburg that he wanted to bring his rank structure into line with the SAPs. I don't know what you're suggesting here. Are you saying we must have a general of traffic? That one left me quite speechless, so please explain. Going to Itakwini and the 2010 Fan Park and the one on the beachfront, as it were. The beachfront is a big problem for this committee, not for me. I'm from Durban. I understand the ocean. But certainly I think you will have had feedback from this committee on concerns in relation to the dangers of drinking and the like at the waterfront. And while holding huge parties on the beachfront, such as the one of 8,000 people on Saturday evening that was part of the Indaba with no disasters, no drownings, it's quite normal for Durban, but there does seem to be a belief, and I'm sure FIFA will be pushing this, that the football fans will drown en masse. So have you received instructions to somehow fence off the ocean, or how are they imagining you're going to handle this? I'm absolutely beyond me, but I'd be very interested to hear what they have instructed you to do. And I'd like to know, I think particularly from Johannesburg and Durban, where I've heard of instances, what you're doing about criminality within the Metro Police. It does exist, as it exists within the SAPS. Do you report it immediately to the ICD for investigation? Just one experience of violence or corruption by one civilian just muddies the good name of every one of your members. So I'm interested in how you are tackling that. And I think that's all from me for now. Thank you.
Jay, can I have my turn now? CPFs, my colleague Lefeta had raised. We are often getting complaints, in Cape Town particularly, that the Metro Police are not attending CPF meetings. They are not participating in the CPF structures. And I'd like to know from each Metro, how is your relationship with the CPF? Do you have enough staff to actually do that, and why do we keep getting these complaints? Secondly, just a comment on Honourable Schneeman's comment that he's concerned there's not a national strategy. That's exactly why I'm not concerned, because the Metro Police is a Metro Police. It's supposed to respond to issues in each area. So I'm actually rather encouraged that there is not a national strategy as such for Metro Police. That's the job of the South African Police Service. One thing I have noticed that none of you have dealt with is, what role are you playing in human trafficking? I have seen something about Cape Town, what they've been doing, which is very encouraging, although they didn't speak about it now. So I would like them to please give us an idea as to what exactly they are doing and what are the other metros doing about it. Secondly, how long, for each metro, please, could you respond to how long does it take to get a driver's license in your area? Because I know that's also been a huge issue. Long delays in, first of all, getting appointments, and second of all, receiving the license. Cape Town, I didn't quite see easily your figures of staff. If you could just please give us the total number again, and are you satisfied with your budget in Cape Town? Because others have mentioned that they've got a problem with the amount of money they are allocated, and you didn't mention that. Does that mean you're happy with it? And lastly, what qualification is actually required for Metro Police? Is it the same as the SAPS? And if not, how is it different? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, insofar as the training of Metro Police officers, now, according to the Police Act, training should take place within the requirements that the National Commissioner of Police, of SAPS, will put the guidelines for training. Can we just find out one of the police services actually indicated to us, I think it was Swartland, how long their training takes, and I think they said 6 months, whether that's the same for the other police units who are here. Then secondly, in a lot of ways, especially in the city of Cape Town, we receive a lot of complaints about the approach to policing by Metro Police, where your people in the street, especially your vagrants and your street people, and the human rights abuses towards those people are often highlighted as a result of the approach in policing. Certainly in Seapoint, which was for a long period my constituency, we had the situation that the people would not complain about SAPS, but they would complain about city police, about metro police, and the way that they approach the policing. I would like to know what it is that are done by the different metro police and the municipal police who are here in terms of sensitizing the officers in terms of the human rights that is there for a victim. Last question, Chairperson, is also in relation to the issue of human trafficking. And I actually found it quite interesting that Ms. Schaefer, and I would be interesting to hear to what the head of Metro Police in Cape Town is saying about what they are doing in terms of human trafficking. Because quite frankly, Metro Police in Cape Town tend to look at sex workers as perpetrators and not as possible victims, and that we have more than enough examples of where sex workers are targeted by Metro Police in Cape Town. So I would be very interested to hear how you've gone about changing that approach of your members to look at them, because that's one of the first requirements of human trafficking, is that you actually look at them as possible victims and not as perpetrators, how you've gone about it. And then also, we've experienced over the years a lot of instability amongst Metro Police officers. Labor actions, I think we all remember, can't remember whether it was 2006, 2007, when City of Cape Town came basically to a standstill because of Metro Police officers blocking the streets. What is it that are being done in order to normalize your relationships in terms of, if I can call it that, your union relationship within? How are you going about doing that?
I have just a few questions. My first question will be, where do you derive your legal mandate from? I've not heard many of you mentioning that this is our legal mandate. What is the difference, really, between Metro Police, traffic officers, and SAPS? Where do you draw the lines? Are there any lines? Or you overlap you everywhere? Etekwini, they gave us a number of people they trained and a number that they employed and a number that I think they could not employ and a number that failed. My question will be to say, what informs your decision to take an X number for training if amongst them then you're going to absorb others cannot be absorbed and so on, and what happens to those who fail? My other question will be to the issue of corruption. How are you dealing with corruption as Metro Police? You know, bribes are the in thing, part of, sometimes you think of the work of Metro Police on the road. It's like it's supposed to be your official work, you paid for it, you know. Come, I give you a ticket, you know, if you go out of O.R. Tambo, for instance, just before you are out, then you'll find some of the people there literally looking for bribe. And how do you deal with that? How do you ensure that it doesn't happen? And how many cases have you dealt with in as far as corruption is concerned? You know, I think it's Eguru Lane. It is talking about qualifications, which vets, I think university is involved in, certification in crime prevention, and one is interested in just that course and its duration and what is involved there. But also one is interested in the role of the SAPS in your training, the role of SAPS in the training of METROs. Really, we are interested in to know that. I just want also to
caution all of us, except, of course, for eThekwini and Tshwane, that normally we expect to receive your documents for presentation a week, 7 days before the meeting. Many of your documents are being distributed here, and we are expected to read and prepare and ask questions. If it was not that we are meeting you for the first time, we would have sent you back packing. I'm just saying that so that in future, really, we don't get documents in the meeting. But like I'm saying, this is, of course, excluding Tshwane and Durban, because at least we received theirs not in the meeting, even if it wasn't 7 days before this meeting. We will break for tea. We'll break for tea. 10 to 15 minutes, we come back here, then we take responses. I want to believe we are going to have another round of questions. Let's just break for tea.